No matter the occasion, anniversaries are something to celebrate. A 25-year anniversary marks a quarter of a century since something occurred, which is a significant mark to many. 2020 marks the 25th anniversary of perhaps the greatest football team the Pleasantville Trojans have ever seen. In this week's Football Friday Night feature, their story will be revealed, one of both excitement and heartbreak. Coming off a semifinal appearance where they fell to eventual state champion Hudson in 1994, the Trojans and head coach John Danks had the highest of expectations going into the 95 season. They started the year as the top-ranked team in Class 1A, and Danks felt that a state championship was well within the conversation for his squad.
Our goal was to win the state championship. We had been in the semifinals the year before, been in the quarterfinals the year before that with several of those kids who are now seniors, played when they were sophomores. Scott Corselman and McGraw were first-team All-State players as sophomores. So we went into the 95 season ranked as the number one team in the state in our class, and our honest goal, and we were very upfront about it, was to win the state championship.
Speaking of those two players Coach Danks mentioned, Scott Corselman was the quarterback of the squad. For the 1995 season, he felt as though the Trojans were simply trying to build off of what they had accomplished in the first half of the decade, which included three semifinal appearances in 5 years.
I guess the team's expectation was to continue with what Pleasantville had been doing for the last 20 years, and that's being one of the best teams in the state and competing and trying to win a state championship. And that was our goal. We wanted to be one of the best teams and give ourselves a chance to win the state championship.
And standout wide receiver Grant McGraw was right with them, believing that he and his brothers had the talent to go all the way.
Going into the year, we were rated number one, and I think, you know, at that time we had a super competitive group of guys that were seniors that were, you know, all good friends, and, you know, our expectations were, I mean, we talked about it for a long period of time, and you know, ideally, you know, the expectations were to win everything. And really anything short of that probably wouldn't have been, you know, the season that we expected, because we felt like we had the talent and the team to actually win, you know, the whole thing.
The regular season was nothing short of a cakewalk for Pleasantville. Their closest game was a 29-point win over Panorama, but none of that mattered to the squad. They were strictly focused on the postseason. Their opening round matchup was against Pekin, who was ranked fourth at the time, led by head coach Tom Stone, who was a former college teammate of Danks during their time at Central College under Ron Skipper. This is considered by many to be the most exciting game in school history, and Coach Danks agrees.
I would not disagree with that. You could make a case that it was one of the better high school football games ever to be played in the state of Iowa. And we knew, you know, when we drew Peak in the first round, we knew it was going to be tough. They're always good, and they were good that year. And to make a long story short, if it's not the most exciting game in the history of Pleasantville High School football, I will promise you it's the most exciting play. We won the game on a last second, literally. The clock hit zeros with the ball in the air. We threw a 32 or 3-yard touchdown pass from Scott Corselman to Grant McGraw to win the ball game.
You heard that right. The Trojans had an answered prayer in the form of a Hail Mary. Corselman and McGraw were on the delivering and receiving end of perhaps the best play in Pleasantville football history.
This is Iowa High School football at its best. 2-1A heavyweights in one last play. The traditional powers, Pekin, Pleasantville, Stone, Danks, both unbeaten. Trojan fans to their feet. Time for one last play. Trailing 25-24. Ball resting just outside the 20. Field goal is not an option. Staff putting it in the hands of the most prolific passer in school history, Scott Corselman. Here we go. The snap. Buckle in. Corselman back to pass to the corner of the end zone. Grant McGraw got it. Yes, on target. McGraw's got it. Ball is in the air. His hands are in the air. Pekin knew it. Trojan fans knew it. Most of Marion County knew, but it didn't matter. Corselman to McGraw. In the corner of the end zone. Ball game. Ball game. Trojans win.
You know, it was exciting. I think we got maybe a first down or two, and then we called it a V route, and Grant came down hard, and that safety stepped down a little bit, you know, a little bit of an opening window on the outside, and threw it right to him, and he caught it.
Yeah, I think ultimately you want to be the guy that tries to make a play, and, you know, it comes right down to it, and it's stuff that we've practiced for, and, we've been doing this for a long time and preparing for those moments, and, you know, you want to be the guy that Scott and the whole team looks to, and it was just, you know, it was obviously a great play, and we're fortunate it worked out.
It certainly was a Hail Mary full of grace, and the Lord was with the Trojans on that day. Their second round matchup was at the UNI Dome in Cedar Falls against number 2, West Branch. It was easy going for the Trojans, who found themselves up 28-7 in the second half, but West Branch attempted a comeback and trailed 28-22 late with a chance to win it. But McGraw played hero and iced the game with an interception while playing in the secondary. Catching passes in general came easy for the guy who set multiple receiving records during his high school career. And with that, the Trojans found themselves in the semis for the second straight year, as well as the fourth time in 6 years, trying to capture the state championship that had eluded them so many times. They played the third-ranked Madrid Tigers in that contest. Unusual and perhaps controversial circumstances surrounded this matchup. Despite playing in the Dome the week before and being ranked number 1, the Trojans had to hit the road and play on Madrid's home turf. To make matters worse, the game was originally slated to be played on a Saturday, but had to be pushed to the following Monday due to a mid-November snowstorm. All of these factors weren't exactly favorable to Coach Danks.
To be completely honest with you, I was upset, not with Madrid, but with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Remember, we've already played 2 of the top 4 teams in the state, and now our reward is to go and play the 3rd one. I felt it should have been in the Dome. It's 25 years ago, and I'm still disappointed about it. I won't harp on it when it was 15 or 20 degrees outside, and the Dome was open and available, and I felt like we should have played there.
If that wasn't bad enough, starting fullback and nose guard John Crownover broke his leg during the game. It was just one bad break after another, literally, which the Trojans could not overcome. Final score, Madrid 30, Pleasantville 18. Another year of falling short was a tough pill to swallow for Danks and his players. Corselman, in particular, felt bad for the fans who never got to celebrate a state title in a town with a population of just 1,500.
I think the town just expected you to keep playing, and everybody just wanted to keep playing. Everybody wanted to keep going to games and be a part of it, and we were all, heartbroken and, disappointed that the season ended that way. I think everybody expected to, get a chance, an opportunity to play for a state championship, and that didn't end up working out.
The 1995 team was viewed by many as one of the best in Trojan history, and the coach agrees, but is reluctant to crown them as top dog since he has had many successful teams during his coaching career, one that has only saw him grace the Pleasantville sideline.
I was fortunate in probably 25 years I was a head coach. We probably won 15 or 16 conference or district championships. I will tell you this, 1995 was certainly one of the better football teams I ever coached, but I will never, ever say to anybody that's the best team I ever coached. That's not fair to a whole lot of good teams that I coached, and I was very fortunate in my coaching career to have lots and lots and lots of good players and lots and lots and lots of good teams, and that's the way we will leave that.
Regardless of where the 95 team ranks, they certainly had some historic talent on their roster. Corselman was named the USA Today Player of the Year in the state of Iowa, and McGraw was recognized as one of the 50 best players that the state has ever seen. Both were elite all-state selections by the Des Moines Register. Many of their teammates also received similar praise by various publications. The Trojans saw much success under Coach Danks and came close so many times in the 90s. But the memories of the on-field battles with him, Korselman, McGraw, and every single one of their brothers will last for a very long time. For KNIA KRLS Radio, with this week's Football Friday Night feature, I'm Colton Emsweiler.